All right. First of all, what's your earliest fishing memory?
My earliest memory probably comes when just fishing in the farm ponds around my house. You know, we have some small farm ponds that were within a couple miles of my house here in Bloomington. And I remember my dad and my grandfather would take me fishing for like bass and bluegill when I was real young.
Yeah, that's awesome, because that's one of the things I focus on in my column is trying to get just guys to take kids out, because there's just too many kids nowadays, you know, that just don't have anybody to take them fishing.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's fun. I mean, especially I think that I do it with my daughter right now, too. I think you take kids out and just catch fish. I think a lot of times we worry about what kind of fish. Kids don't really care.
Yeah, they don't.
As long as you go out and you catch fish pretty much every cast, they have a great time doing it.
Yeah, those are the two things I tell people. They don't care what they're fishing for, and second of all, they've got to catch a fish.
Yep, exactly.
Right. All right, who was most influential in your love of fishing and why?
I don't know if it was anyone else most influential. I would definitely say that, you know, my grandfather and my dad probably did the most with me, you know, showing me fishing when I was young. And then the older I got, when I started going saltwater fishing, there were, you know, tons of guys that I fished with around the world. They showed me new kind of ways to fish, and, you know, tuna fishing, marlin fishing for tarpon. Those are a bunch of different kind of guys.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was impressed with in watching your shows, because, you know, there's a lot of difference between a crappie and a bluegill and a blue tin fin tuna, you know.
Yeah, there is.
You know, I love the Wicked Tuna show. Do you watch that?
Yeah, I do.
Man, that's good stuff. Here's my question that I'm definitely interested in. If you had to choose between being famous for basketball or fishing, which one would win and why?
Probably basketball.
Okay.
Basketball is always my first love, and it gave me the opportunity to fish the way I have. So I'd always pick basketball.
Yeah.
It's such an amazing, amazing sport.
Right.
And you get to see the world. You get to be a part of so many people's lives. And I think that the competitiveness that I take in the fishing came from basketball.
Yeah. Well, you've had an awesome 11-year run.
Yeah.
Hey, I was going to ask you a basketball question. What was your high NBA game?
27.
That's awesome for a guy that they used to put on the other team's best defensive player, best offensive player, isn't it?
I know, right? Not too bad.
Not too bad. What's your best fishing day ever, and why?
One of my best days ever, I was in Mexico probably 7 years ago, and we caught a slam. We caught like a 750-pound black marlin, a blue marlin, and a shellfish, like all on the same day, you know, within like 3 or 4 hours. So it was really cool to have that kind of day, and you know, just see that kind of fish, that kind of diversity. There was life everywhere. We were catching small, like, you know, 35, 40-pound yellowfin tuna.
Yeah.
And then catching 10-pound yellowfin, using them for bait, dropping them back down, and catching them all on the tuna. So
yeah.
It's really cool.
So a good fish around here was bait out there, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I've had some really awesome days fishing for the wipers out of Lake Monroe.
Yeah.
Like, me and my dad really got into that when I was in college, especially, and even recently. And we've had some awesome days out there, man, where you go out there. And it's fun to catch those fish. I mean, it's fun to catch 10, 12-pound fish at Lake Monroe, you know, every single drop.
Yeah. I caught my first wiper on a fly. I do only fly fishing, but I caught a wiper, a couple this last fall. And, man, that's just crazy. I mean, it's like a bass on steroids.
They are. I mean, they're very powerful, man. They fight hard. I mean, it was awesome. It was awesome to see, like, that kind of fish, that size of fish in the water here.
Right. All right, so here's a question for you. What part of your new show, which is Modern Fishing with Jared Jeffries, has been the most enjoyable or the most difficult?
The most enjoyable part, honestly, has just been seeing the production value, the production quality of the show. You know, once the show was all done, seeing how well it came out, I was really pleased and really impressed with how well the show came out, how well it aired. The hardest part about it is, whenever you don't have a camera around, it seems like the fish always cooperate. It seems like you always catch fish, like it's really easy. You put a camera around, and I promise those fish don't bite near as often. They don't bite near as consistent. I mean, you'll see the fish, they just won't bite, and it's really weird when you put a camera around. Fishing changes totally.
Yeah, they almost like they know, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The weather, like, I was supposed to go to North Carolina and bluefin fish, they killed the bluefin the last 2 days.
Yeah.
And this storm moved in. It's going to be going 30 offshore. You know, so it blew us out all week. So we had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week scheduled to go bluefin fishing out of Nags, North Carolina. And we just got blown out. So we got to try to find another day to do it.
Right. And you know what? That's just one of those things that whether you're fishing bluegill around here out on the big water, you can't do anything about the weather, can you?
Yeah, you can't. No matter what you're doing. I mean, there's been days me and my dad want to go fishing down at the lake, go copy fishing down there. And if the wind's blowing wrong, the wrong direction, nothing you can do.
Yeah. Well, my last question is this, in just a few words, if you can, tell us why you love fishing. Why is it so special to Jared Jeffries?
I think just the freedom of being on the water, and no one can tell you you're doing it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Fishing is a very intimate thing to yourself, and no one can tell you're doing it the wrong way. As long as you're having fun and enjoying it, you're fishing the right ones.
Yeah, I think you just hit the nail on the head for me. It's where I have my most fun, and it's just an amazing experience because I have people ask me, why do you do, you know, I'm out 250 days a year, and they say, why do you do that? And if I have to explain to them, they probably aren't going to get it. Well, listen.
If somebody that's never been out there, never really done it, then they wouldn't understand. But it's not just about catching fish, you know. It's about your own style, your own technique. You know, figure out yourself. I mean, one thing I like about it is figure out your own technique, figure out what works. And there's no right or wrong way. For most of the things, for playing basketball, for the things, there's a wrong way and a right way to fish.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, a wrong way, right way to play basketball, wrong way and a right way to write a paper, you know.
Right.
But when you fish, there's no right or wrong way.
Well, I was most impressed. I watched the show just this weekend with my wife, and it got to the point where I think you really needed to go to bait, and you just said, you know what, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go to bait, and I was so impressed with that. And she looked at me and kind of grinned because she knows that hit, that struck a chord with me.
Yeah, I mean, if I like that, if I sit out here all day, and, you know, I use artificials, and I catch one fish, it was worth it. So I did it my way. It was fun.
Right. Well, listen, thank you again. I'm going to put this on my website, and you folks out there, you need to get on Outdoor Channel. It's DirecTV 606 and watch Modern Fishing with Jared Jeffries. It's on Sundays at 3:30. And, folks, I can't tell you, it's just an amazing show. I was just totally blown away the first few I've watched just pretty impressive for one of our local basketball heroes to be doing this quality of a show. So jump on your Outdoor Channel and look him up.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Jared. Take care.
All right, buddy.